It was the summer of 1976, and America was celebrating their bicentennial, except in Chillicothe, where some 13 to 15-year-old girls were getting ready to play some softball. Delbert Thompson had handpicked a team of the best girls in Chillicothe and surrounding towns with the help of his assistants, Vicky Melty Garrett and Jan Miller. The all-star team was going to play in the ASA State Softball Tournament held in Maryville. The team was comprised of Debbie Newbro, Jackie Cooper, Sherry Powers, Joni Powers, Missy East, Theresa Schuler, Barbara Hedrick, Sarah Figg, Natalie Zachary, Lisa Gable, Batgirl Chris Wilson, and their unbelievably talented pitcher, Lori Stahl. The state tournament was held in Maryville each year, and the Maryville teams were perennial powerhouses. Chillicothe started winning games and met Maryville in the state championship game. Chillicothe won the first game of the double elimination tournament. Maryville won the second game to set up the tiebreaker. Vicky Melty Garrett remembers Coach Thompson telling the team that the Maryville team's sponsor, a bank, had already made reservations for the national tournament for their team. It was not known if it was true or just clever coaching by Mr. Thompson. The Chillicothe team won the rubber game of the series and qualified for the national tournament. The next task was to figure out how to get to the tournament in New York. Lisa Gable Sager said that before the state tournament, the Honorable Jerry Litton told Coach Thompson that if they won, he would pay for the trip because he was proud of the team knocking off some big city teams. Unfortunately, the tragic plane crash that killed the Littons and others happened a week before the team was about to leave. That left the team to do some fundraising, and the Chillicothe community responded. While the star of the team was their southpaw fireball pitcher, Lori Stahl, the team was balanced and talented at the plate. Gable was a leadoff hitter. Coach Thompson would flash a series of signals that ended with touching his right elbow, which was the sign for her to bunt down third baseline. She said it was hard not to giggle. After all, they were 13 to 15-year-old girls, and everything was funny. After Gable was third baseman Sarah Figg, shortstop Sherry Powers, then Stahl, who had some serious skills with a bat. Staying in the same hotel as Chillicothe was the team from New Jersey. The two teams spent much of the time away from the game laughing about each other's accent. The tournament began, but Vicky Melty Garrett said it was plagued by rain.
You just played various games. In fact, it rained so much that you had to be on notice. They would call and say, hey, you're going to play in an hour and a half. And at one point, they brought helicopters in to dry the fields.
The Chillicothe team rattled off four straight wins before falling to the Topeka, Kansas Ladybugs. The Chillicothe team bounced back to beat Tulsa, Oklahoma 2-1 for a championship rematch with Kansas. The two teams, an afternoon's drive apart, was battling for the national championship in Binghamton, New York. Kansas won the rematch and the championship by 3 runs, and Chillicothe finished 2nd in the nation. Gable remembers what she calls a horribly blown call, similar to the one in the 1985 World Series between Kansas City and St. Louis. Gable remembers everyone really yelling, mostly from people she'd never seen before, just fans of softball with no allegiance to the teams playing. Melty Garrett said the girls were calm and just went out to play ball. She said after it was over, they were proud of their accomplishments.
But they were very proud of themselves. The whole trip was an excellent experience for them, and it was great. And Jan and I, like I said, Jan Miller, Patterson now, she coached up to Platte County. We were, you know, Delbert's assistants, but he was wonderful. He was a great organizer. He knew the game. Very quiet, but he was an excellent coach.
Over 40 years later, some of the players still have scrapbooks and walls of remembrance that includes their jerseys. The team members have scattered through Missouri and the nation, but many continue to stay in touch. As for the fireball southpaw pitcher that brought fear to the opponent, well, she went on to do great things. I'll cover that in tomorrow's flashback. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.